Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey, proudly brought to you by Healing Care Ministries. Now here's your host, Terry Wardle.
I want to make you aware that we have an event coming up through Healing Care Ministries. It's a presentation on soul care. And you can get information on this by going to the Healing Care Ministries website. I think it's healingcare.org. It's going to be a resource available. I'm going to give several lectures on themes about soul care. Then there are going to be a lot of spiritual exercises and some caregivers that are going to introduce some really dynamic ways that we can allow the Holy Spirit to attend to our soul. If this is something that you feel drawn to, please go to the healingcare.org website, find the information, register. I think it's going to be a good time for all of us. I think that there are more than a few that during this year of pandemic have found ourselves needing some renewal. And I believe this has the potential to lay some tracks for just that. So I encourage you to consider it, and I look forward to being there with you. Dear Lord, we pray that today as we spend some time together with you, that your Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts. It's your voice that we need to hear. It's you, Spirit, that we need to experience. And we pray in Jesus' name, dear Father, that that happens for us today. I've been thinking quite a bit about something my son told me. He had been researching a sermon. And by the way, he's just a great communicator, and you can hear some of his sermons on YouTube that he preaches out at Cornerstone Church with several other very fine young preachers. But he was talking about the fact that he had discovered in the Talmud, it says that both the broken pieces of the Ten Commandments and the whole tablets are together in the Ark of the Covenant. I don't think I really knew that until he mentioned it, but boy, did it send me on a lot of thoughts. You know the story that Moses was up on Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments. He comes back. He sees that the Israelites are reveling before a golden calf, and he throws the Ten Commandments down and smashes them as a rebuke to their behavior. God then comes, and there's a disaster that follows. And Moses has to go up on the mountain and cut tablets again that God inscribes the Ten Commandments on. And I knew that those Ten Commandments were said in the Scripture to be in the Ark of the Covenant. But according to the Talmud, it's not just the whole tablets that are there, but the pieces of the tablets that went to the ground. You know, there are so many possible meanings to this. There's a lot layered in this that I have been considering. Even last night as I was lying in bed awake, I thought about the broken pieces and the whole pieces being kept there side by side. I think one of the meanings that we need to consider is that it's the whole story of our lives that has got us to where we are. And I know for me, there are parts of my story I'd like to jettison. Maybe difficulties or places of failure or embarrassment. And yet, here we see this image of the broken and the whole abiding together in the same place. So I began to think about some other people like Peter, you know, denies Christ, says some things that are rather off base and embarrassing, and that's included in the biblical narrative. Or what about Saul, who becomes Paul? The story of him guarding the coats as they stone Stephen, of going out with orders to bring in all those that are followers of the way. I mean, these were stories that for both Peter and Paul could be rather embarrassing, and yet they're all part of the narrative. They exist side by side. And somehow, whether it happens through the ministry of the Holy Spirit or through a choice on our part. We need to be willing to see the importance of the whole narrative of our lives. And I have learned in my life that there is no throwaway suffering with God. That even if we offer Him things that happened long ago, He has this ability to use them to shape us and to move us. And there's something comforting for me and challenging about the idea that the broken and the whole abide side by side in the story of faith. I think this is even true in the life of our Lord. Certainly, Jesus is a story of wholeness. The Bible says that He lived a perfect life. He was without sin. But it's also a story of brokenness, of being rejected, pursued to take His life, certainly being misunderstood, misquoted. And then ultimately there is, without question, the brokenness of Calvary. I think some time ago I talked to you about how Calvary displays both brokenness and wholeness together, in that as Jesus was there dying on a cross, He is displaying a level of personal wholeness that is amazing. His restraint, His care, His love, His willingness to serve and to surrender. It's absolutely stunning. The fact that Jesus, in the midst of all this pain, would cry out, "Father, forgive them." The pure and the broken existing there side by side. That's why I'm captured, and there's a lot more thinking that I need to do about this, but I want you to join me in that thinking that sometimes we live in a Christian community that expects our story to be a story that, well, once we are saved, there's no more brokenness, no more difficulty, that we go from victory to victory. But that certainly has not been my own experience. We're in process. We're thankful for what God has done in our lives to this point in changing us and helping us live out of who we are in Christ. And yet we are continuing on the journey. There is more to be done inside of us. While the nature of Christ deep inside is certainly pure, and that we've been given this wonderful new identity and that the Holy Spirit indwells within us, we still, at times, respond to brokenness that occurred in our past and do things that compromise us in the present. I guess in some way we're saints who often flawed in our response to the gospel that is now present in our lives. And it would say to me that we need to be empathic with one another, always challenging one another to live in the light of Christ, to walk the way of Jesus the way Jesus walked the way, but to be in a community of vulnerability that allows us, at least in private moments, to be honest about the difficulties, the struggles, the failures, the embarrassments, the brokenness. Have you ever thought about Hebrews chapter 11? We look at people that are members of the Faith Hall of Fame. And it's interesting that we look at their lives and we see this in them, don't we? That there is in the narrative of their story a brokenness and a wholeness that is part of the story, and yet they are celebrated in their faith and in their trust. The mistakes of a David, or before that, what about the mistakes of a Moses and an Abraham? And yet they are celebrated, that they kept saying yes on the journey and how important that was. The broken tablets and the whole tablets saved side by side in the Ark of the Covenant. boy, there's something there for small group discussions, for you to think about, to talk about with your friends, for me to do the same. I'm sure there are many other ramifications of this concept, but let me share one more. How for those of us as Christ followers are challenged in the great victory that Jesus has given us to allow our lives to be a sacrament so that other people can find Christ and come to Him. The whole idea of Jesus, you know, the bread, the broken loaf, the shed blood, and how there is a way in which we are challenged to let Jesus work through every bit of our story, even some of the broken places within our story. I think of Paul's admonition in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where he talks about the fact that he had a thorn in his flesh and he begged over and over again for God to take it away. And Jesus, in essence, says, "My grace, it's enough." And Jesus says His strength can be made perfect in our weakness. It can show us where God can do what is amazing when we offer Him the narrative of our lives. I want to encourage you, just take some time and think about this. And maybe even spend some time thinking about some of the broken places, the difficulties, the failures, the embarrassments of the past were used by God to draw you closer to Him, to shape you, to place your feet more firmly on the path as you follow Jesus. You know, no matter how many times you go to Scripture and you read a passage, you find that you've never mined the total meaning of that passage of Scripture. And so it is with this story of Israel moving through toward the Promised Land and how the brokenness then moves individuals to walk the way of Jesus even better because they walked that path. About 2 years ago, I was at Dr. Benjamin Franklin's church, and one of his associates was giving a small homily. And I'll never forget him using this phrase, that God has the ability to turn a broken piece into a masterpiece. He does have that ability, doesn't he? And he's about it now. And He will be forever about it. And what we do is thank Him for the breathtaking grace that absolutely comes over our lives to change us forever and ever. The broken piece and the whole piece, side by side, saved, all part of the story. That God gets the glory. Amazing.